This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, hey, enough about me. Hey, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, what are you guys doing? You hanging out with me today? Enough about me. Episode 346 or whatever. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Anyway, I was just watching some of this big Neil Young phase that I've not been in a while. So I was watching Neil Young and Springsteen. It's on YouTube. They sing All Along the Watchtower together. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Can't recommend it enough. And I have the author of that Crosby, Stills, yeah, it's friggin', I can't even hear myself. Here we go. The author of that Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young book. I think I'm going to tape him tomorrow, which is Friday. As well as Mike Lombardi is going to join me, not Sporty R. McKenzie, me. Mike wants to come on and talk about Sporty and about our fallout of the EI. So we're going to do that tomorrow as well. So we're going to tape a couple tomorrow, wrap up this week. A lot of feedback. Oh, boy, was there a shitload of feedback on Patrick Moynihan. People hated him. Did they fucking hate him? And I hate him, too, I'll be honest. Thanks for coming on and everything, but he's just an opportunist. He's a friggin' pig. He's an asshole. But, hey, he came on, so thanks a lot. So, yeah, I mean, that was the most feedback I've gotten in a while, in a few weeks at least, on any podcast was that one. So, and, you know, it's the question I get asked the most, do you think he does it on purpose? He doesn't answer questions, or he just talks and talks and talks and talks as a stall tactic? I don't think so. I think he's just one of those, you know, those people in life who just fucking yap and yap and yap and yap. You want to freaking strangle them. And he's one of them. I mean, I was so close. Maybe I should have just say, shut the fuck up. But I thought they'd hang up, and I didn't want that either, so it was a balance, if I'm going to take you behind the scenes, from the lift the skirt a little bit. There was this balance and battle, and I should have just told him to fuck off after 10 minutes, but I like to watch him dig his own grave. And I shouldn't have, and I do this, and I'm guilty of this, and I say these, what happens if you have religious nuts? I think he's just a nut who happens to be religious, which is what happens, I think. You know, like, the podcast I recommended the other day, Cold. It's a lot of Mormons, and a lot of these Mormons seem fucking crazy. Just like that Broberg documentary I had Jan Broberg on. But sometimes I think there are crazy people who have no religion in their lives, and then there are crazy people who flock to or cling to religion. And I think this guy, it happens to be, you know, he's not a real Catholic. He's just an asshole. And there are also assholes in the world who happen to be religious. There are assholes in the world who live to be 100, and there are great people who get cancer. I mean, there are also assholes who get it. I don't know. Who the fuck knows what I'm talking about? Anyway. Yeah, so today I thought what I'd do is, first of all, I'd read your press release for my friends at radio.com. Not about me, of course. There's been no press release ever about me at radio.com. Why would there be? This is from a couple of days ago, and I'm trying to be a team player here. This is from May the 2nd. Radio.com adds, radio.com sports, of which they would like me, Kirk Minahan, to be a part of the radio.com sports lineup. Radio.com Sports would like me to be a part of their lineup. Radio.com has launched two new programs, Big Time Basketball and Big Time Baseball, featuring expert analysis, up-to-date news, commentary, and happenings in... Pause. All right, everybody go in a room for a couple of days. Huddle up, put it in the hopper, and see if you can figure out what it's going to be. A little sound effect, please. You guys are back? Basketball and baseball, respectively. So Big Time Basketball will focus on basketball. Big Time Baseball? Yeah, you right there. Yep. That's right. Baseball. That'll focus on baseball. Big Time Basketball is hosted by Radio.com Sports NBA insiders Brian Scalabrine and Matt Steinmetz. Scalabrine is a former NBA player and coach and the current television commentator for the Celtics. Big Time Baseball is hosted by Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman, veteran play-by-play voice Josh Lewin, and a rotation of guest hosts. Can somebody get me a piece of paper so I can sign the fuck up to these programs? Pronto, please? Why have I been kept in the dark on this stuff? I haven't been consulting. Now, I've had some modicum of success in the field of communication. Obviously, it didn't end well in my old place. But, you know, when I got there, they were seventh. We were first pretty much the whole time I was there. And since I've left, I don't think they're first anymore. So I think I have an idea of what people like and don't like in radio and in communications or podcasts. If somebody had come up to me and said, what is your perfect idea for a podcast? The irony is I would have said to somebody, I would like a show featuring expert analysis, up-to-date news, commentary and happenings in basketball and baseball. And I would have said, respectively. And they would have said, okay. Now, I know you don't like to travel. You're not a big fan of flying. You have some mental issues. But we're going to send you on the trip to St. Bart's for a week. And just enjoy it. Enjoy the ocean. You know, relax. Go for your runs. And just think of names for the shows, please. Because we're trying to be as creative as possible. If I had done that, I would have made that trip. I would have flown. I would have hung out. Maybe played some golf, gone for my runs. Had the wind blow in my face. Have some nice meals and come back and say to them, the basketball one should be Big Time Basketball. That's what I would call it. Not small time. Okay, we're making small potatoes here, okay? Big time basketball and baseball. I mean, what are we doing here? We have a recipe. Seconds, please. Big time baseball. Radio.com Sports, which is a name that, like, literally flows off the tongue. Like, it's a Radio.com Sports. I like that. Also announced the addition of Football Insiders, including Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, and Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot Shore Parks and Brian Baldinger will host a weekly football digital show, which will debut with the offseason in review on Tuesday, May 14th. If there's one thing I like to do, and I've made this clear in the past, and one of the reasons these assholes kicked me out of my old job, because they wouldn't let me review drafts and games, and it would drive me nuts. I'd go in there and say, guys, there was a game 3 days ago. Can we please review it? Like, what are we doing here talking about, like, stuff that matters in the real world? There are things to review, and conversely, there's a game 3 days from now, so we can preview it. Yeah, I think I'm in on that. Try Elliot Shore Parks. Hit the fucking bricks, because Kirk Minahan is coming in with Brian Baldinger, and we're going to host the weekly football digital show together. Together! We're going to do that, me and Baldinger. We're going to call it Baldinger and Almost Baldinger? Slightly Baldinger? Fuck, we'll call it Big Time Football. What am I doing? We know from our large and loyal fan base that the expansion of Radio.com Sports original content is an important driver in the continued growth of the Radio.com platform, said someone named Pam Russo, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Radio.com, who I think I've met once in my life, by the way. We are thrilled to have such a deep roster of amazing talent joining our family. Now, you might say, like, I'm the kind of person that would lose my mind and say, geez, Kirk, you've been phenomenally successful. You were the most successful local radio host in America for a couple of years, and they have you broadcasting from the producer's booth at Mix 104.1 while telling you nothing really significant about your future. That must drive you crazy. And you might conversely say, or additionally say, since you actually are crazy, it must really drive you crazy. To that I say, no. There comes a time when we heed a certain call. I do not. I am not. Because I know my future, my professional future, that I walked away from one place to another one, is put in the hands of people who are capable. They are the ones who put together Big Time Baseball and Big Time Basketball. These are not amateurs. These are not minor leaguers. These are giants. You guys probably in your car laughing or whatever, thinking I'm kidding around. You think you guys could come up with Brian Scalabrine doing a podcast called Big Time Basketball? No. John Heyman, one of the great and lively personalities in the history of the medium. Big Time Baseball, where I'm going to guess he reviews and previews games and talks about trades. The fuck else are you going to find that? Like, that's why, like, it's good to have a digital platform so you can experiment and do new and interesting things. Like, talk about games and trade deadlines and preview stuff. Like, that's not available anywhere else in America. I've driven across the country a bunch of times. Go ahead. I'll pay for the gas. If you could find a radio show in America on traditional radio, because it's radio.com, it's an app. Traditional radio show in America that does that, I'll give you $10,000 cash. Doesn't exist. $100,000. Doesn't exist. No way. What I do? What I try and do? Here's a dozen. Oh, hello, Dime. Oh, I am Dozen. Oh, I am Dime. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, come on here. What are we doing? Let's get behind these guys, okay? And today, I am going to make the case, in long last, for me, Kirk Minahan, to be the host of Big Time Football, okay? Blue 32! Blue 32! Get the wham block and hit that hole. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't go like look at that safety right there, okay? That safety don't go gonna play none. Okay, that safety. Get off my field, okay? Get off that field. Okay, we tackle around here. No water breaks. I mean, I'm a hard-ass football guy. I'm a junction boy. So I'm going to do my thing. Moroso, make sure the press release is out tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Big Time Football with Kirk Minahan. That's it. That show's going to work. The day after the draft, I should have been starting. I would have talked about the draft picks. You know what I would have done? How's this, okay? How's this for you fucking people who thought the world was flat forever? You found it was round one day. I would grade each team's draft. I'll do that. Fuck else would think of that? Nobody. Big Time Football with Kirk Minahan. I'm going to bring my guest right now. My first guest on Big Time Football. He's the only beat writer I give a shit about in America. I love this guy. He's crazy. He's wild. He's an author. He's my man, William Benditson Patriots. That's his Twitter handle, William Benditson. He's going to join me right now as the first guest on Big Time Football. You hear that? You don't want to hear that now? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like that linebacker coach. I don't know what that guy doing there. Get him out of there. Get that fella from Odessa. Get him back here. He know how to coach linebacker. These linebackers don't hear worse shit right now. William Benditson is the first guest on the Big Time Football program. I'm enough about me. All right, so I found this guy on Twitter. I have, a couple weeks ago, I had absolutely no idea who he was. He's like the only beat writer I follow now, the only one I care about, William Benditson. Now, your Twitter account says William Benditson Patriots. You've not changed your name legally to that, have you?
No, I haven't.
You have not?
No one's actually suggested that.
Have you considered it?
No, I have not.
You have not? You think it might not be a right move ethically as a beat writer, I suppose. Who do you work for? I am fascinated by you in total. I like your videos. I like you get a little attitude. I like that there's something about you that works for me. I don't know. What is it about, you answered for me, you're a smart guy. What is it about you that I like so much about William Benditson?
Well, I covered the Patriots from 2009 to 2011.
For who?
For CBS. Okay. And then I went to law school because I was worried about the future of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back this year for Patriots Maven.
What is Patriots Maven?
And so this year I decided, you know, with everybody doing standard stories, people had said to me, you know, you have a funny personality. Why didn't the last time you covered the team, why didn't you put more energy into it?
Right.
So this year I decided to start with the videos. And one day, I didn't even think of it. I just said, best Patriots coverage in the business.
I love it. Give it to me. Give me the opening of every video. Let me hear it. The name and the best Patriots coverage.
William Benditson, best Patriots coverage in the business.
Why do you go with that voice there? What is that old-timey voice you're doing there?
Yeah, I guess people had caught on. And then people started retweeting it. And actually, I got a retweet from Bill Burr.
He went on your podcast, right?
No, yeah, I flew all the way out to L.A. for the day. And, I went and I recorded in the comedy studio in L.A., and he had just come back from Europe, and he said how he loved the voice, the old-time throwback. So it was a lot of fun. He's a big Patriots fan, so it was right before AFC Championship game against Kansas City, so it was perfect timing. And he was giving me a hard time because I predicted the Chiefs to win the game, which is funny because I predicted the Chiefs 28-24, and they took a 28-24 about 2 minutes left. Somebody, Facebook messaged me, "Oh, William, you nailed it," and then look what happened.
Where are you? I'm hearing a Midwest dialect, no?
No, I'm from Boston.
You are? Okay.
You know, I can't quite figure out the accent. Some people say I have a Boston accent, a Brooklyn accent. That's the first time I've heard Midwest accent.
You sound like one of the old guys. How old are you? You're younger than I am.
32.
You're 32. There used to be a show back when Comcast, whatever the hell they are now, were they NBC Sports, whatever they are now.
They've changed their name like 20 times.
20 times. When I was younger, it was Sports Channel.
Yeah, Sports Channel. Remember, and you had to pay $10 extra a month to get it.
There you go. And so every weekend they had a show called The Sports Reporters from Chicago. You should look it up on YouTube. And it was a couple of older Chicago guys, and then Rick Tellinger was actually the young guy back then. Now he's like 70. And one of the guys sounds just like you. So whenever I hear your voice, I think of him. So I think of you as a Chicago guy. There's no Chicago Bennetson lineage.
Not that I know of. And I've only been to Chicago two times in my life.
Why did you get a where'd you go to law school?
Tulane. New Orleans.
I know where Tulane is. What do you think?
I knew you knew it. Maybe for some of your listeners.
This is a well-educated. This is not the Bennetson podcast audience, William. This is a well-educated crowd, okay? Which, by the way, go ahead. Plug the podcast right now because I listen to it.
Every Wednesday we have a different guest. Well, we did every Wednesday during the season. We've done close to every Wednesday during the off season. But
where do you find it, William?
You find it on my Twitter, and you can find it on SoundCloud. You can find it on my Twitter, William Patriots, and you can find it on SoundCloud. And pretty soon we'll have it. I've started a new website, bestpatscoverage.com, $12.95 for the season, the best deal for the best Patriots coverage, and you can find it there.
I'm going to subscribe to that right when we're done. Yeah. So it's 12. I promise, $12.95. Isn't it like a lifetime subscription too?
Yeah, $49.95.
So if I live to be 100, how old are you?
I'm 32.
32. So I'm 12 years older than you. If I live to be 90, you're promising me that when you're 78, you're still going to be doing this. If I do a lifetime.
Well, you know, but that's a good sign. That means it made it. You remember when Sirius first started, they did lifetime subscriptions.
That's what I got. I got a lifetime subscription to Sirius in 04. And I still have it now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in some business sense, it wasn't smart because those people who bought it was a good deal. But on the other hand, it shows a good sign. They're still in business. So who cares?
You graduated from Tulane.
Yeah.
Why are you not practicing law now? That seems to be a much more, maybe you know better than me, that seems to be a much more lucrative career path.
Well, it is. I was doing it right up through almost the sea, and then where the firm I was, the work was slowing down a little bit, and then this Maven opportunity came up. And I have to admit, even though the money isn't as good, I love football, I love interviewing players, I love writing about the games, you know. So, yeah, financially it probably wasn't the best decision, but, you know, when you have a passion for something, you have a passion for something. You can't really ignore it.
I agree. And I like the fact that you are in on the joke. Like, some of these beat writers are good guys. Some of them are not in on the joke. Some of them are super sensitive. You are clearly tongue-in-cheeking it to some extent. You are winking, I think, tell me if I'm wrong, with some of this stuff.
When you say, yeah, I mean, I don't take it. I remember that it's sports, you know.
Right.
It's not that... it's not that serious. At the end of the day, it's sports. Nobody's lives are on the line.
You did tweet the night that John Havlicek died that what's-his-face is going to be the new Boston legend to replace him. I suspect
that
was...
Winovich. I admit, I'm a little too in love with Chase Winovich. That's because I had two brothers that went to Michigan, and I've watched him play a lot, and I love the way he plays. And I really do think New England fans are going to love Chase Winovich, and I could be wrong, but I think he's going to become a new fan favorite and a really good player.
What is your... Give me some gossip. You know what all I care about is the gossip. I don't even know how much you know about me.
Yeah.
But I care about...
Many. I've listened to you on the radio for many years.
Well, I'm on the radio anymore, William.
But when you were, I listened.
I haven't even been asked to be on the William Bennetson podcast. This is how poorly it's going for me, which, by the way, I would be happy to do.
We've had a select group of guests.
Ben Volen.
We've had everybody and anybody on the William Bennetson podcast.
I understand.
Bill Burr to Phil Perry.
That's true. I always get Bill Burr and Phil Perry confused. They're both equally humorous. They're both equally, you know, profane. They could easily switch jobs for a week. No one would know.
Listen, I love Phil Perry, but I've never heard Phil Perry described as humorous. I mean, he's a friend of mine, but, you know, generally when people talk about Phil Perry, they talk about they wish they had the Phil Perry looks.
I used to see him all the time when I was on Comcast. Off behind the scenes, one of the most profane, inappropriate people. Says jokes that you wouldn't make you... You couldn't believe the words. I don't know a human being can do that with his body parts the way he describes it. What? Give me who's the biggest asshole on the Patriots beat? Go ahead.
That's a tough one. I'll say this: the guy I don't get along with the best, probably Jeff Howe.
Ooh, all right, I like Jeff. Okay,
you know, we've just never really clicked.
Yeah,
and I don't know what it is. He doesn't like me and whatever else. So. And actually, I've been nice to Jeff.
You seem like a very nice guy.
The beat writers went out in Pittsburgh, And I had a nice toast because he thought he, you know, might have almost had cancer. He wrote
about
that.
Yeah, he was sick. Yeah, I saw that.
A nice toast for him, and he thanked me for it. But, you know, I'm a warm and fuzzy guy, Kirk.
I know you are, William.
People, and Jeff, he sort of sticks to himself as an introvert, so he probably just doesn't like my personality. Which is fair. Not everybody does.
Oh, I do. You told me before the podcast, I like you. Not a lot of rules. You said one rule. You said no questions about Mike Reese because he's an asshole. I was surprised to hear you say that. But, I mean, feel free, you know, feel free to talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, no, I mean, Reese and I get along well.
Yeah, he's a good. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
So, yeah. And so, yeah, I think Jeff and I probably clash. Not clash, but we just don't. We never really interact. And he doesn't like to talk football, weirdly. So, like, a couple of times this year I went up to him. And I said, I want to talk about the, you know, because he's into the technical side of the game, and he didn't really want to talk about
but
it.
But what do you bother? It's like going up to somebody at the friggin', going up to a waitress and asking him about food. Like, what do you, don't bother him. That's annoying. I'm with Jeff on that one, William. During the game?
No, not during the game. During one time in the media workroom.
But you're working. What are you doing?
Well, again, no, we were waiting.
What technical questions you ask? Like, technical, like what?
No, I just wanted to discuss something he had written about the 3-4 defense, I think. It wasn't anything, you know, too great. We were just waiting. He says he doesn't like to talk about football.
Hmm. Is that what he said?
He covers it for a living, which I understand. Maybe he gets tired of talking about it. But it wasn't like I went to his house and tried to talk to him.
Hey, don't do that. Can I just give you a piece of advice? Don't do that. Jeff's got the family.
I've never been to his house. He's never invited me over his house, you know?
Well, you've never invited me to your house. I've always wanted to go to Chicago. I want to hang out with the Bennetts and Klan at some point.
Yeah.
By the way, I am talking right now. Forget John Feinstein. I'm talking to a published author here, I might also add.
Yeah. The Cheering Stops came out in 2010, wrote it with Leonard Marshall.
Right.
Who is most known for delivering the hit on Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Knocked him out for 2 years.
Yep.
And basically ended his career in San Francisco in the 90 NFC Championship
game. That's a Roger Craig game, right?
Yep. Game Roger Craig fumbled. Very good memory, Kirk.
Thank you. Matt Barr, game winner.
What?
Matt Barr, game winner.
He hit five field goals that day, including the game winner.
Yes.
And Steve Young came in as backup after Montana got hurt. And
right.
Craig didn't fumble. The Niners were going for the three-peat.
Yep, that's right. And they would have played Buffalo,
and,
right?
Bill Parcells wrote the forward, so that was pretty cool.
So you seem to me to be a proactive guy when I paid attention to you. This is why you're the official beat writer for Enough About Me and Radio.com Big Time Football. Do you understand that? I am now bringing you into my universe. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that'll mean to your life?
It will mean good things. I hope. I don't doubt it.
You're gonna be. I mean, this is your life is going to change now. Just understand that everything's gonna change. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Do you want to be?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you will be within a year. Now you'll have three.
My parents are nagging me to get married.
They are.
Yeah.
William Sr.?
No, there's no William Sr. But
Who's dad?
Peter. No.
That was my dad's. My dad's name was Peter.
Really?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Is well, was. He's dead.
Was. Well, yeah. I mean, now you don't understand what's taking so long.
How are you? 32. Any serious girlfriends in the past?
No.
How come?
I have a couple, but none right now.
You never, like, while you're, you know, performing.
No, I asked Phil Perry for help with that. I said, Phil, you're the most handsome guy in all of New England, and why isn't it? I'm sure there were girls that were after you that you couldn't accept because you're a married man.
Oh, you want the table scraps?
Give me one of your leftovers.
You want one of the table scraps?
What?
You want one of his table scraps. That's what you want?
Yeah, no. Phil Perry is table scraps.
You are very into Phil Perry. I think William Bennett's a dating experience. You're not asking these girls about the 3-4 defense, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. When was the last time you went on a date?
A couple months ago.
You want me to make this happen for you right now? I have female listeners. I'm serious. Would you like that to happen?
Any help I can get.
Done.
Appreciate it.
Fucking done. I mean, happy. You're a great guy. I'm happy to do it for you.
Yeah.
A handsome guy. A lawyer. By the way, ladies, a law degree. will you give them a free membership? Or no?
I don't have it set up for free members. You know, hey, we can always work something out.
That's what I'm saying. What's,
if you see Phil Perry, ask him why he's not helping me out more.
William, when the hell am I going to see fucking Phil Perry? What do you think? We hang out together?
I don't know.
I think I go to his house. I don't go to Jeff Howe's house either. I don't go to Phil Perry's house.
Jeff Howe
Phil.
Doesn't invite you over?
Jeff Howe doesn't invite me over. I like him. I like Phil too. You know, they're both nice guys. They both reached out to me in my down times. I've reached out to them. I'm glad that Jeff's doing well. What was I going to say?
Too. I love Jeff.
Yeah, sure.
You know, actually,
yeah, sure.
In a
sure,
weird way,
sure.
I love the guy.
So I was going to say, you're a proactive guy. Like, so you get Parcells to write the forward. I would suspect Marshall would help. You go to Marshall, you write a book. You go to law school out of nowhere. You do that story you wrote about with Brady, right? About Pebble Beach?
Playing golf with H.W. Bush.
That's what I'm saying. So you seem to, what I like about you as well is I know you're a football guy. You love the 3-4, but you go outside the circle too, which I like.
Yeah.
You're always thinking.
Well, that's funny. Did you hear the story, the Brady H.W. Bush story this year? Complete coincidence. I went. My family's gone to a restaurant, Barnacle Billy's in Maine, every year, and on the wall there,
I know it very well.
Brady with H.W. Bush and Clinton.
I have seen it.
So I took a picture of the picture and I showed it to Brady. I said, "Tom, do you remember this?" "Oh yeah, it was the best day of my life and everything." And then 2 weeks later, I said, "Tom, do you want to do the story?" And he said, "Yeah, let's do it on the bye week." So I was supposed to go to Florida, so I fly back from Tennessee to New England. He doesn't show up, so I'm all bummed, but I can't tell anybody, you know, he doesn't show up. And then 2 weeks later, I say to Brady, "You still want to do the story?" He goes, "We didn't do it." I said, "No, Tom, we didn't do it yet." So he gives me 5 minutes. I type up the story, everything, and I'm all happy. A Brady exclusive. I played golf with H.W. Bush and Clinton, and they played cards that night. And so then that night, I'm just surfing the Internet, and someone writes, "What a great day to write about H.W. R.I.P. And I check CNN. He had died.
Jeez, that day, huh? Jeez, unbelievable. There
yeah,
you go.
And then that Sunday, I said to Tom, you know, now people think of it as a tribute. It was after, I think, the Vikings game. He goes, "Yeah, it was."
Are you making a real living with this website?
We've got a bunch of subscribers so far. You know, a real living in the journalism business, you know, Kirk, is a little bit of an oxymoron.
Well, not for me. I mean, I'm doing pretty well. But
But
I saw you tweet out a couple weeks ago that the average sports writer makes $150,000 a year. Who knew?
I was tongue-in-cheek, and I got over 1,000 reactions all over the country.
Here's the thing with you, and it's ironic because I get charged with this all the time. I think you're more sarcastic than you let on, right? Or am
yeah,
I wrong?
I am. I mean, obviously, the average sports writer does not get $150,000.
No, I would say probably not. Probably not. So what is the William Bendison day like? Up in the morning at what time?
I try to get up at 7:30.
7:30, okay. What are you doing then? Just looking around the Internet, getting some stories, working?
Some stories, writing, do some interviews.
Yeah. Are you at Gillette every day, like when during the season?
During the season, yeah. Now, not so much.
Right, I understand. You have your little crew that you interact with, or no? You get your little click?
Yeah, no, your crew, you know, update on Twitter, plan the videos, do podcasts. I still do law a couple days a week. So, you know.
So you're doing law and all? What kind of law?
I do employment law.
Okay, so you're doing that. Is that your side job, or do you consider
it a side job right now?
It pays the bills.
Yeah, well, in theory.
Are you living with mom and dad?
No, I live in Boston.
You live in the city itself.
Yeah, in the city. I always wanted to live in the city.
By yourself.
Yeah, in a studio.
In the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, don't say that. We're trying to build you up here for the ladies, William. You got a couple of bedrooms.
Nice studio. They get that, you know.
Yes. So,
well,
so
it's just myself. What do I need? A 3-bedroom?
I know. I think you do. I think you're doing just fine. I'm proud of you. So you get your own. You have a good thing going then.
Yeah. Well, you know. Listen, at 32 is too old to live with the family, don't you think?
I would think so. But I worry about you now. In this studio seems kind of. Is it sad or is it okay? You're okay.
650 square.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's so small.
That's not bad. You like living in the city. You're a city guy.
Yeah, I do.
You belong to the city, like Glenn Frey once wrote. You are a man
of
the city.
I grew up in the suburbs.
Where'd you grow up?
I always felt it was weird. You're going to laugh at this. When you go to Chicago or some other place, California or whatever, people say, "Where are you from?" And you say Boston to those people. But you're not really from Boston.
Correct.
You don't live in the city.
Correct.
You live in the suburbs. I always felt it was weird when I said that because they don't know any of the suburbs, so you just say Boston.
You felt like a liar. You were lying to these people for years. You were living a lie.
I was living a lie. So then I finally said, it's time to move in the city. And you know who else lives in the city? Phil Perry lives in the city. You know?
Does he really?
Yeah, he lives in the city. He doesn't socialize.
No.
I'm not on his tier.
He's too good looking. That's why. I understand. But he's got a wife and a kid, right?
Yeah.
Jesus. Where'd you grow up?
Weston.
So you grew up in Weston. So you've got some family money. The Bendisons have some money.
Well, you know, I don't say I was poor. You know, poor. I used to call sports radio as Bob from Wellesley growing up.
Did you really?
Yeah. That was me, Bob from Wellesley. And you know what's funny? I hit puberty at about age 8.
Your voice sounded like this when you were like 8 years old?
It was very deep, my very deep voice. So when I was 8, nobody picked up on the fact that I wasn't 18. You know, you're supposed to be 18 to call. But
how about I'm aware. How about the health? Any issues? Any medical issues?
No. Thankfully, I'm healthy. They say my blood pressure's good. You know?
The weight's okay?
Weight's okay. I mean, not as skinny as Phil Perry.
I understand. You exercise?
Exercise, yeah.
No drinking, no smoking?
No drinking, no smoking. I mean, you know.
This is good. This is good. Because if you're going to be my correspondent here going forward, I can't have you. You can't drop dead on me.
Yeah.
I can't. There's nobody else I want.
I'm a casual drinker. Maybe a couple beers a month when I go out, but nothing, you know.
That's all fine. So what do we got going forward here? What's the next couple of months look like for William Bendison?
I'm going to be doing some features on different Patriots draft picks. I'm working on one on Chase Winovich now, so.
Oh, boy, your guy.
Yeah.
How about another book? Why not another book? What do we got?
You know what's funny, Kirk? I thought about another book. I wanted to do a book on this year's team, the 6th championship.
Okay.
Patriots. And none of the publishers wanted a book.
Is it fatigue?
I don't know why the – I don't know why they didn't think – part of it is the way football books work is they always make them come out in late August, early September.
Right.
With the start of the season. And I think by then people thought, and then they thought, what are the juicy stories? That was the other feedback.
Yeah, there's no Deflategate. Well, there is now with Kraft, I guess.
Yeah, with Kraft, but they didn't know that. And, you know, if you could find out that Brady and Gronkowski were secretly fighting, but just sort of a summary of the year, they didn't think would sell. I mean, you know, the people aren't really buying books right now. So.
Have you ever been to the Orchid Asian Day Spa?
You know what's funny? My parents have a place in Florida, and it's not that far from there. It's about 20 minutes from there.
Well, Pete has not been there, has he?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I saw the list of the people. I didn't see Pete Benditson on that list.
I didn't think so.
What's the second best football book ever written? Obviously, number one is yours, Leonard Marshall book. We all understand that.
Best football. I have to say, I like the Mark Leibovich book that came out a couple years ago. I don't know if you read it. I thought he did a good job, kind of.
We had him on. The one with all the Jerry Jones one,
yeah,
all the owners.
Yeah, it's fun at the whole, the whole culture now of, you know, scoops, scoops, scoops. And, I thought it's kind of funny because I pointed out, like when Schefter and Ian report on these scoops, they're doing it without, and maybe this is the lawyer in me, but they're doing it without even having seen the contract, you know?
Well, I feel like Schefter has gotten – I like Adam. He used to come on my old show all the time. He was always willing to do it. Very nice guy. But I feel like he's almost too busy now, and he gets a little sloppy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a rush. I mean, I remember I had a friend – I remember I got the Cole Beasley thing about an hour after NFL Network got it, and when he signed with Buffalo, and it's just like sometimes the terms aren't exact. They're such in a rush to get it out there that they don't always – you know, I think get the numbers exactly right, or beyond that. I mean, it's just, you know, I understand. They're just the rough numbers for the fans. It's just promotion for the league. But sometimes I think the speed of it gets pretty crazy.
Are you ready now for the fame that's going to the next 24, 48 hours? I'm going to tweet out your handle. You're going to be on the podcast. This is now everything changes. Just be ready.
Yeah.
Be ready. Get ready for these lifetime subscriptions from people. You know, if I was 93 years old, I probably wouldn't get a lifetime subscription. I don't want to say that to you, William.
But, you know, my grandmother's 92. I haven't convinced her yet.
Do your parents have subscriptions?
What?
Do your parents have subscriptions?
Yeah, they do.
That's nice. Okay. Who was the first subscriber?
I have a couple really Twitter followers that love me, and one from a Patriots fan in Denver, I think, was the first subscriber.
So what do I get on an average day if I subscribe? I'm putting my hard-earned money to William Bennett's and Patriots. What's the name of
for you, it's, you know, the little details. But, yeah, it's we try to have features, try to have the videos. Just try to have unique content. I think, you know, like The Athletic wants a long form. Try to have stuff that you can't get, you know, that the daily papers, the Globe, the Herald, the Projo doesn't have.
Why have I not heard more of you on the I would have had you on my old show all the time. I didn't know about you. I saw that you were on with Zolak before.
Yeah, times with Zoe.
Why have you not been a bigger presence on the – I don't understand this. What am I missing?
You know what's funny? When I went to a Jewish camp many years ago, I ran the radio station, and you could hardly get it anywhere. But I love radio.
The Jewish camp radio station?
Yeah, there's a Jewish camp radio station in Amherst, New Hampshire.
Amherst, New Hampshire is actually a nice town.
Nice town, and the signal was very poor, but we had a morning show. It wasn't nearly as good as what you –
Well
–
That's okay. But what was the name of the show?
Know, I think because I was on 98.5, then they didn't, even though I didn't have any, it was just doing guest spots, and they didn't want to have me on EEI, so.
I would have had you on. That's my fault. I apologize to you.
You know, but the other trend, I was talking to somebody EEI, they don't really like guests on so much anymore.
No, yeah, I have no, you got me. I don't know what's going on over there. Are you a devout Jewish person?
No, not that devout. No. I mean, you know.
Did you get your bat mitzvah?
I had a bar mitzvah, yeah.
Oh, bar mitzvah. What?
Give me bar mitzvah's for girls, but yeah.
I understand. Sorry. Well, I'm not Jewish. With this, you sang the song.
But Kirk, you can always convert to the tribe.
I'm not a religious guy by nature. Tell me on being Jewish in 30 seconds. Sell me on it. Go ahead. I'm willing to talk.
It's a very complicated religion. I was
not
in Dallas this weekend for a wedding. I stayed with a friend who's Christian, and we went to church, and I thought, this is much simpler. So it talks about salvation and, you know, connecting with Jesus. Judaism is more complicated. It's hard to explain to people.
What do you mean complicated? Like, what's complicated?
There's a lot. We have more holidays than anybody.
That's true. I live in Lexington. There's a shitload of holidays. It's incredible.
One holiday after the next. And then you know what happened was Hanukkah, which is not that significant of a holiday in Judaism. But then what happened was Christmas is in December, right? So the Jewish people said, we're lonely. We're not getting any presents.
Oh,
we need a holiday to compete with Christmas.
Rosh Hashanah?
So they made Hanukkah into a big
Hanukkah,
deal.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
And now these kids grow up. There's 8 nights to Hanukkah, and they think they're supposed to get a present every night.
So you did no job of selling me on this, by the way. You moved me away from it.
I can't sell it to people.
You're not one of these J-Date guys?
No, I'm not.
Are you on these dating apps at all?
I do go on the dating apps.
Okay. Any success?
A few dates, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to make that. You're such a nice guy. You seem like a good, hardworking guy.
That's the problem. People have told me in this business I'm too nice.
Well, that's definitely true. I can tell you already. There's no asshole in you at all? No, nothing?
No, there isn't. That's why. Maybe that's why I'm not on the radio.
Could be. I don't. But you have a good radio voice, I'm telling you.
Yeah, good radio voice. I've talked to Joe Zerbano about
putting me on. Great. Give him my best, okay? I haven't talked to him in a while. So it's William. All right, so good. Promote away. One more time. You rip them all through. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so you can listen to William Patriots. The podcast is on SoundCloud. And then the website is just bestpatscoverage.com. All one word. Again, bestpatscoverage.com.
And you are not going to change your name legally?
No, no plans to. And okay. I don't want to make Benditson my middle name because I already have a middle name. And then
what's your middle name?
Novick. And which Novick. Is my mother's maiden name, so she would get upset if I changed it.
How long have your parents been married for?
My parents have been married.
What are you laughing at? That's a legitimate question.
No, it's a fair. I think they were married in 1982. So
1980. Any brothers or sisters?
Two younger brothers.
Okay. What are their names?
Michael and Daniel.
Michael and Daniel Benditson Patriots.
Yeah, Michael and Daniel. Yeah.
Not married yet either.
And neither of them are. And neither of them are Patriots fans. Weirdly.
What's your mom's name? Lynn.
Connie.
Really? That's my dad's brother's name is Michael Connie. Also dead. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Peter and Connie, your parents' names?
Yeah,
is Connie dying for grandkids or what?
I think so. It's not so much about getting married. It's about
grandkids. And you have the place down in Florida. You can go down in the winter. They can hang out there. That's perfect.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to make this happen. Your life is now going to change. Okay?
Yeah.
The subscriptions are going to skyrocket. Twitter followers are going to go through the roof. A new book will be written. Marriage. I will be there. I will even step on the glass. Step on the glass if you want me to when you guys get married. I'll do the whole thing.
You'll come to the ceremony?
Yeah, I'll carry you on the chair and everything. I'll do the whole thing. I've never been to a Jewish wedding before. Are they good or not good?
I haven't been to too many either. Most of my friends aren't Jewish.
Really? Weston?
Yeah, well, you know, friends from college, whatever else. I'm more popular outside the tribe than inside the tribe.
Where did you go to undergraduate?
Tufts.
Oh, you went to Tufts, and then, okay, and then you went to Tulane, okay.
So I got to know Tony Maz, and,
Well, you didn't go to school with him, I don't think.
No,
he's like
he was
70.
Much older.
Yes, all right. William Benditson Patriots, is that the Twitter handle, at William Benditson Patriots?
William Benditson Patriots.
William Benditson Patriots. I can't do it. I cannot. Do it for me one more time.
William Benditson Patriots.
Best?
Bestpatscoverage.com.
By the way, it is the best patch coverage there is. This is now, are you comfortable being part of this world now? You'll come on whenever I ask.
I will, yeah.
All right, good. I appreciate it. Go. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Just writing.
Writing what?
I got to take care of a couple errands.
Well, what errands are you doing? I'm curious.
I had a couple suits dry cleaned.
Oh, suits for what? Law work?
Yeah, law work.
Do you go to court frequently or no?
No, not that much.
No. How much do you charge? What do you bill an hour?
You know, I'm not. My billable rate's not that high. Probably $300-$400.
That's not that bad.
But a lot of the work I do is contingency work. You know.
Right. You don't like it nearly as much as the football stuff.
No, I don't.
So if I'm a client of yours, I know that there's a chance you're going to not work for me for a while because you're going to cover the Patriots. That might concern me as a potential.
I'm very
client.
Loyal to any client.
You are. You're promising that.
Yeah.
So I may use you at some point.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. William Benditson making his debut appearance on Enough About Me. We will talk to you very soon, I am sure. Thank you so much.
I had a pleasure. Thanks,
all right, buddy.
Kirk.
All right, if you haven't already, and I don't know why you haven't, but if you have not, remember to subscribe to this podcast, Enough About Me, on the Radio.com app, iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. iTunes ratings and reviews help me and the podcast, so take a minute and leave one, please. It actually helps. I know it's a pain in the ass. It's a waste of time. That's what you're thinking, but it actually isn't. It actually helps me, keeps me going, so I can do this podcast, okay, so I can live. You're going to help me stay alive if you subscribe, so do it, all right? Dummies, get to work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.